This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistan has formally conveyed to the United States that Islamabad will not provide military bases to Washington for counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan after all international troops exit the war-torn country. Several top Pakistani government officials, privy to a flurry of recent high-level bilateral talks, shared some details Tuesday of the discussions with VOA on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to publicly engage with the media. A Pakistani official who deals with national security matters told VOA that Pakistan doesn't want terrorism, but there will be no bases possible on Pakistani soil. He said negotiators have stopped raising the issues in the talks. Since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in mid-April that all American troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, his national security team has been reaching out to regional allies to arrange for placement of military facilities. The bases are expected to be used for intelligence gathering and carrying out counterterrorism strikes if Afghanistan descends into another round of civil war after U.S. and NATO troops depart. Pfizer says it will expand testing of its COVID-19 vaccine to children younger than 12. The drug company, along with its German partner BioNTech, will enroll 4,500 children as volunteers at more than 90 places in the United States, Finland, Poland, and Spain. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has already been given authorization for emergency use for those 12 and older in the United States and in Europe. And more than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation, according to authorities Tuesday.